What was the most important lesson in your life?
One of the most important lessons in my life has been the appreciation of time. It is one of the few things that we lose every day and we do not gain any time. I've learned to appreciate my free time, my busy time, and my time with my children. I've learned to balance more of those options for a more happier, successful life.
Can you give me examples of when you've lost time that you could never ever
return,
gain back?
A big time away from my children when I'm at work is time I cannot ever gain back. I'll never be able to spend time with you or your sister. I'll never be able to recuperate memories or make new memories. Understanding that time is limited and precious and that you both grow up so quickly. I try to appreciate all the time I have with you now when you're young, your young children and young adults to be. And I appreciate and I try to be in the moment.
Is there something you've always wanted to know but have never asked?
There are certain questions you can't ask, but I've always wanted to know, is there an afterlife? Ooh, spooky. But I don't know. Who do you ask? You can ask a religious person. You can ask a philosopher.
God.
You can ask
God
for self, and he may answer to you. We can ask, a priest, a shaman, a friend. We can have discussions about God and discussions about the afterlife, but I'm not afraid of asking that question. There's no real answer that's going to be given to me that'll satisfy, that eternal question of what is there after life.
What is your earliest memory?
One of my earliest memory, which I used an experience recently to try to see if I could remember something while Athena was tickling me. I remembered the first time I had my own bedroom. We had just moved into a new house that my mom and dad had bought. And I remember it was the first time my own bedroom. And we shared a very tiny bedroom together. Edward and I, my brother Edward, who's 2 years younger than I am. And I remember there was this beautiful wallpaper. We had carpet. Don't remember the color of the carpet, but I definitely remember the wallpaper. The wallpaper had a school motif. It had some planes, some trucks, a bus. There were a lot of patterns of these things repeating all the way up to the ceiling. I always thought it was so interesting that my room had wallpaper. I had never really had wallpaper in a room. And it was the entire four walls. The three walls were covered. One wall had a window, had a small closet where we would keep our clothes. And it was large enough to have a bunk bed, and we could have a third bed put into the room as well. And we did have a third bed there because sometimes we would have a friend sleep over, or our uncle would stay in the room sometimes. And I would sleep on the top bunk bed and my brother would sleep on the bottom bunk bed. I remember, I don't know if it was the first night I slept up there, but as I was sleeping on the top of the bunk bed, I had a dream of me falling. And as I rotated, obviously I kind of toss and turn a lot in bed, and as I tossed and turned in bed, I fell off the top bunk bed and landed with a big thump on the ground. And in my dream, I dreamed I was falling. And when I woke up after I fell, I was on the ground. And I kind of got up and was a little shocked and surprised at how I had fallen. How did I end up on the ground? And I kind of just got up and went back up to bed and slept in there on the top bunk. But I didn't really sleep very well.
Were there bars on the bunk bed?
No, we didn't have the safety bar on it. That's why. And the next day, my mother asked me, we heard a loud thump in the room. What happened? Did you fall off the top bunk bed? And I was like, yeah, I think I did. I woke up on the floor. And, they thought it was funny, but once I learned that it didn't really hurt, we used to jump off the top bunk bed onto the lower bed. It was where we had a little extra room. So then it became a game, jumping off the top bunk bed.